This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Gender interaction. What is the limit? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a very common question, and you might have heard various answers depending on where you live. So let's make it very clear and easy, insha'Allah ta'ala. When it comes to gender interaction, talking to the opposite gender or interacting with them, the first rule of thumb is that it is completely permissible and okay. The issue is, to how far does that permissibility extend? So let's go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In Mecca and Medina, throughout his entire prophethood, women used to come to him, they would learn, they would ask questions, they would have concerns, and they would have them addressed directly from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The point here is, there was a need, there was a clear issue that came from the women, and they needed an answer or direction from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He then would respond to them. He wouldn't say, look, stand this far away from me, go behind that wall, or talk to another companion, they will pass on the message to me. He would speak to them directly, and we have several narrations of that. But here is the golden rule. Wherever you are, whatever culture you live in, here is the golden rule when it comes to gender interaction. Avoid fitna. Avoid putting yourself in a situation where your iman is tested. Now that varies from one place to another. Sometimes our iman can be tested when there's an unnecessary conversation that starts. So here you are, you're sitting, you're talking about a project, you're talking about a particular event, you're trying to put ideas together and create this event. But then the conversation goes sideways and you start talking about life, you start talking about personal issues. That's the where you need to be careful. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where your iman is now put to test, because all of that could be avoided. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even come close to zina. Now I know zina is an extreme situation, but listen to the ayah. Allah says, don't get close to it. What scholars did is they explained that, and what that means, don't get involved in the things that ultimately will lead you to this. So whether it be an unnecessary conversation, an unnecessary smile, the point here is try to keep your interaction to the point. You can be respectful, you can be kind, smiling is from the sunnah, so you don't have to be this grumpy Muslim that doesn't want to have any interaction with anybody. You can certainly have the best etiquettes a Muslim should have, but at the same time, remember that our deen has parameters. It has certain rules to follow, and it has certain limitations. Keep those limitations in mind. And again, whenever it becomes confusing, and you're not too sure where to take the conversation, where to take the interaction, remember, I don't want my iman to be tested. I don't want a situation that involves any form of fitna. The moment you start to feel that, you know exactly what to do. Back away, take some time, have somebody else get involved. Do the things that you need to do to protect your iman. That is the most important thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Ameen.